Okay, so Sichel Zahran is, just so we know, a little context. If you open up the Likutei Moharan, until you can't, like, it's almost impossible to read. Like, it's like there's just, you break your teeth over it. It's a different language. It's a different way of talking. And those are the shiurim that Rabbi Nachman gave over. And he gave them as formal shiurim and talks. And then Rabbi Nassan wrote them down. The first part of Likutei Moharan, the first book in Likutei Moharan, was checked. Most of those were checked with Rabbi Nachman, at least checked with Rabbi Nachman. Some of them were actually written down by Rabbi Nachman. Most of them were checked with Rabbi Nachman. And then Tinyana was published after Rabbi Nachman passed away. They're transcribed by Rabbi Nassan. They're also transcribed by Rabbi Nassan. Over here, Rabbi Nassan does a different thing. He says, obviously, Rabbi Nachman spent a lot of time giving speeches, right? But there was also a lot of time that they spent just hanging out with Rabbi Nachman
schmoozing.
And that's exactly what it means. Sichel Zahran means like the schmoozing of Rabbi Nachman. And so the benefit for us, I would say for me, like a rookie, is you could come in and most of the words and most of the concepts you can have a basic understanding on, and then you have to think about what he's trying to say. They're also much smaller pieces, because Rabbi Nassan wasn't recording a whole long conversation. It was Rabbi Nachman made this comment about this. He made this comment about this. You see, Aleph is one little paragraph.
We're the fly on the wall.
The fly on the wall in these conversations and the things that Rabbi Nachman wanted to give over. So there's Rabbi Kaplan translated it, and it's called Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom. Is in English, that's what they called it. It's like, you know, more of like the little bites of wisdom of it's a lot of advice and you know, derech and avodah session.
Called advice.
There's advice is a translation of Likutei Etzos. Yeah. Yeah, but that's so. This is from Rabbi Nachman. So he starts. So really, each piece is
it's just completely random.
Each piece is there's no flow. Meaning, there's not Aleph is not connected to Beis. It was just Aleph was recorded first, and then Beis was recorded. There's no flow. Each one brings out an interesting idea, and so hopefully we'll get. I think we can get something from it, at least from Rabbi Nachman's wisdom. So, so he starts like this. He says, there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Ki ani adati, ki gadol Hashem," because I know that Hashem is great, "Va'adoneinu mikol Elokim," and that He is the ruler over all the other powers in the world. So David HaMelech makes a comment, "Ki ani adati," because I know that Hashem is great. And so, in you know, like Rabbi Nachman says all the way at the end in Mordechai's favorite Likutei Moharan, that when you're reading Tehillim, David HaMelech wrote it so that we could read ourselves into Tehillim. And it's really a different way of looking at the characters. You know, when you get into the world of, really in Machshava and Chassidus, when you get into that world, when you look at the characters in Tanakh, they're there because they mirror, parts of them mirror aspects of our lives. Right, so Yosef HaTzadik is not just a story about Yosef HaTzadik, but it's the story of the struggle of our Yosef inside of us. David HaMelech is a story of the struggle of, or the triumph and the trials and tribulations of that part of us. So when Rabbi Nachman sees a pasuk in Tehillim that says "Ki ani yadati," because I know, so he makes a comment. Says Rabbi Nachman, David HaMelech Olav Hashalom Amar. David HaMelech uses these words because I know, very personal. He says, "Ani yadaiti daika." I know, ki gedulas habore yisparach I efshar lomer lechaveru. Because the greatness of Hashem is impossible for one to be able to tell it over to his friend. What does that mean? That means that the goal in the relationship with Hashem is to have a relationship with Hashem where you can't even put it into words. It's so personal that I can't even describe to you or anyone else why they should have a relationship with Hashem, or what my relationship with Hashem is, because words don't even do it justice, right? Says David HaMelech, "Ki ani yadati," that the knowledge of Hashem, for me, it's ani. It's very, very personal. I always felt like when you write like a birthday card or an anniversary card, right? Especially like to a wife, like, it feels so silly. Like, what are you going to say? Like, there should be something that transcends what you're able to put into words, that words almost feel silly. Like, you know, like, I love you so much. Like, the words don't even, like, there's a feeling here that, like, the words don't even do it justice, right? And when you, especially when you go, like, you know, it's so wonderful that we're celebrating another anniversary because. Like, anything you put after that because is, like, silly, right? Like, because. Like, those words sound, like, gross, right? Because it's, like, something, like, so much more there. And so he says that's what David HaMelech is focused on, is the ani yadati, is that it's very, very personal. And therefore, it can't be explained in words to someone else. V'afilu la'atzmo, and he says, even a person to themselves, e efshar l'saper miyom liyom. It's impossible to tell about your relationship with Hashem from one day to the next. Lefish mashe mazriach lo umisnotzis lo ba'osa yom. Eino yachal l'saper la'atzmo liyom sheni. When you have an inspiration and you feel something, right? You have a good davening. You have a good experience where there's just a little bit of clarity pops into your life, right? You have some type of shining of a relationship and you feel close to Hashem. The next day, you're in a different place. It could be that you're having a Yerida, right? You can't convince yourself that, oh, but let me explain to you, what I felt yesterday. It's the words don't even do it justice. You can't even tell it to yourself the second day. It also
doesn't speak to the second day.
Doesn't speak. You're a different person. Like, the second day is like, Hazricha v'asnotz shalgduos haboris barach shayelo esmol, the whatever feeling you had yesterday. Balkein Amar, and that's why David HaMelech uses these words, ki ani yadati, because I know, ani yadati daika, I, meaning I as I am right now, have a sense and a feeling of Hashem. I can't explain it to someone else. Ki efshar l'saper klal, it's impossible to even speak of that or to tell it over, to give it over. The only way to give over, how are you supposed to inspire yourself from a moment of inspiration to a moment of lack of inspiration? How are you supposed to talk to yourself, right? What are you supposed to say? You can't put it into words. Right, so what are you supposed to do? He doesn't tell you an etza for that, but I was thinking that obviously any time you come to describe Hashem, there's really this, maybe any time you come to describe Hashem, you need to use words that you can relate to that are universal. And he says that's the next pasuk, really. What do I mean? V'amar, and Rabbi Nachman told us, Shemasha Kasav Acharav, if you look at the next pasuk, it says, right, this pasuk said, I know how great Hashem is, I and only I know it. Meaning it's very personal, it's something unique to me, my relationship with Hashem. The next pasuk is, Kol asher chafetz Hashem asa bashamayim uvaretz. Everything that Hashem wants, he does in the heavens and the earth. Says Rabbi Nachman, hu inyan achar legamri. It's like a completely different topic. David HaMelech makes a comment, I know Hashem is very personal. But then he says, he goes on to talk about Hashem, that he's great in Shamayim Va'aretz, meaning like, you could describe Hashem using these words of Shamayim Va'aretz, but that's you're very kind of far removed. You can use words in the creation to describe Hashem. But V'rachok L'gamri Mishavach Ki Ani Yadati, but that's very far away from the Ani Yadati, the personal thing, right? You have a very personal relationship. Then you have describing Hashem. Hashem is great in Shamayim Va'aretz. Ki Kavanaso Be'elu Advarim. What is David HaMelech trying to get across? Ki ani yadati yesha l'saper klal. V'hu gavoa ma'od ma'od. And the relationship and Hashem, I can't describe it to you. But what I can describe to you is that Hashem is higher, much higher, greater, gavoa ma'al gavoa ma'ashi efshar l'pe l'saper. Even greater than what my mouth could describe. Rak ani yadati daika kanal. He says That's how he says it. Kamosha Kasu Bizar, like the Zohar says by the Pasuk in Eshas Chayil, Noda Basha Arimbala, that she is known in the gates, her husband is known in the gates. So the Zohar looks at the husband as like Hashem, and the knowledge of Hashem, the relationship that you have with Hashem, is known in the gates. What does it mean it's known in the gates? The Zohar makes a comment, Kol Chad Lefum Ma De Mishayir Belibe. Each one, according to the gates of his heart. The Mishayir, the gates that he makes in his heart, like Sha'ar, right? Every person, according to the little holes, like Mark spoke about, the tenna, right? The basket, right? The little holes in the basket that Hashem is peeking through, those are the little holes also in your heart that you make. Kimavur b'makam acher, like Rabbi Nachman talks about in another place, that each person has their own place in their heart where they made room for Hashem to shine, right? And that's what Rabbi Nachman is saying, is that there's a level that we have to get to. I think also on the other way, what he's saying is, if you can describe your relationship with Hashem in words, then it's not the ultimate relationship. The ultimate relationship is undescribable. Words don't do it justice. It's so personal, it's so private, and it's so unique to you, your relationship with Hashem. First of all, it gives us tremendous, it's tremendous chizuk that you could have. You don't have to fit into a certain path, right? Or a box that it says, this is the way that your relationship, you and Hashem are supposed to look like this, and this is the way you're supposed to interface and this and that. But rather, you're put in the world to go find your personal way of connecting to Hashem, right? Find the thing that you want to, obviously, all of halacha, and you have a lot of mitzvahs to do. Those are all framework for finding your personal connection to Hashem. Find the mitzvah that you want to be especially careful about, or the halacha that you want to be really focused on, or a gemara that you want to learn really, really well. You find those things, and then now all of a sudden you're developing something personal. You're developing something unique, and there's room for that, says David HaMelech. Ki ani yadati, because I know there's room for that. I know. I can't explain it. I can't put it into words. I know there's something unique and personal about the connection that one's supposed to have with Hashem. That's Aleph. That's the whole thing. Yeah.
I just have a few interesting. First of all, the flow of the two psukim, you know, before he comes along, is actually very, very connected. You know, we're saying that I know that God is greater than all the other powers. Whatever God does, you know, kol asher chavetz Hashem asa, b'shamayim v'aretz. I mean, it's a real flow.
Right.
And he's saying, no. These two things are completely separate. That's like a chiddush to me. Like, you know, I don't know. And I was always, you know, whenever I say that to him, he said, right, of course, it's it makes sense.
I know. What do I know? I know how great Hashem is for Shemayim Bar. It's like,
right,
that's,
and he does whatever he wants. Right. He does whatever he wants. But put in my head a few interesting ideas that just taking any pasuk intel and just start contemplating on the pasuk, and you start thinking things, and then ideas come to you that are like things that you never would have thought of. You just take a little bit of time and open yourself up to, like, what is this pasuk saying? So let's take a look at that second pasuk. Kol asher chafetz Hashem asa. The word chafetz is unique. It's like there's a what does chafetz mean? Desire, want. What does it even mean by God wanting? Right? Kol asher chafetz, like we say, mi asher chafetz chayim. He values, he it's important to him, it's a cheftza. What does it mean even? Okay? But kol asher chafetz Hashem asa. I don't know, I think it just occurred to me that there's maybe a different concept over there. There's a chafetz is a ratzon. It's touching on the huge quality of will. And whose will is it referring to over there? Kol asher chafetz Hashem asa. B'shamayim v'aretz. Maybe it's your chafetz. Maybe you're the real, when there's a real will, you know, there's an idea, you know, in Davar Amin B'nei Ratzon, that to the degree that you get this personal, first pasuk, this personal relationship of Ani Yadati, it's like internal, completely internal. So then when you get to that level, then Kol Asher Chafetz Hashem Asa.
Anything you want.
Then anything you want, right. In other words, that the world is open to you. It's like the world's your oyster. You know what I'm saying? Everything is, you're in a different plane of existence at that juncture. And then it's all, the whole world, heaven and earth, it's all right in front of you.
Like Hashem did miracles for Sadiqim? Is that what you're talking about?
It's like, it's not just miracles. You're living on a different plane of existence.
Not a miracle.
It's not a miracle. It's, you know, it's, you're, people who are with God, everything's God. Everything that happens to them is right there. It's talking to them in that way. That's what I'm hearing in these psukim. Right?
Yeah. Anyway. Cool. That's a good reading. I like that.
Beautiful.
Very good. Very good. Shkayach. We could work on our personal relationship. Appropriate for Elul, because everyone has to find their own little, you know.
It starts with Ani.
Meitzis min acharakim, right? But it starts with Ani, exactly. Starts with Ani. Very good.
Right,
yeah.
Very good. Shkayach.